Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Well, horrific news the other day from Palestine, where a school where hundreds of Palestinian people were taking shelter was hit by the Israeli Air Force. Now, the authorities in Gaza City say that over 70 people have been killed. That might be an exaggeration, but I don't think anybody doubts that it is dozens killed. And these Hamas statements have been proved not to be major exaggerations in the past. Now, the Israeli military says that it was a military base for Hamas and Islamic Jihad and so on. So according to the IDF, every single building in Gaza is a base for the enemy. So every single building this is always this old excuse they trot out. I don't know it to be false this time, but as the IDF has been caught lying many, many times, they clearly have no credibility whatsoever. And they've done this just again and again and again. And even by Israel's own official estimates, they've killed far, far more civilians than they have Hamas fighters in this attack. So now the health ministry in Gaza, which is Hamas controls, says that 40,000 civilians have been killed by the Israeli Defense Forces. And again, there might be an overstatement. It was only 30,000, only 20,000. That's still horrendous. That's still grossly in excess of the about 1,000 Israeli civilians killed by Hamas on the 7th of October last year. So the United Nations says that the great majority of school buildings in Gaza have been destroyed or damaged, 477 out of 564, bringing education more or less to a close. So up to 1,000 people were in that school building, Al Tabain. And they just do it again and again. It's staggering. All these civilians deliberately killed. And even if the IDF did kill one or two Hamas fighters, that's not justificatory of this. That is so indiscriminating. And to kill tens of thousands of civilians, and then the IDF has the chutzpah to claim it's the most moral army in the world, which is not saying that Hamas is a good organization. It certainly isn't. So, wow, it's staggering. And it just goes on. And even the United States has almost no sway over the Israelis, despite the fact they give them billions of dollars in aid to Israel, already a very rich country. They give them access to some of their best military technology, which they wouldn't sell at any price to most countries, intelligence sharing, diplomatic support, wielding that United Nations Security Council veto in Israel's favor. They've used it in favor of Israel more than they've used it in favor of themselves. And they get really nothing back from Israel, just get slapped in the face constantly. So as the United Nations International Children's Education Fund said, that it was really outrageous, and it most certainly was. So it's staggering. You think of these people who've been terrorized in Gaza by the IDF for months, children, women, elderly people crammed in there, you know, in mosques, and there's just nowhere safe for them to go. Again and again, they've been killed. And really, just nothing happens. I mean, the British Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, says there's a tragic loss of life, an immediate ceasefire. He didn't use the words like war crime, atrocity, or anything like that. No sanctions. Now, I always get this two-quote from Zionists. And I'm not anti-Zionist. I accept Israel's right to exist. What about this? What about that? How about the, you know, Iranian regime is horrific to its people, the Saudi Arabian war in Yemen, and so on? And of course, there are many governments to criticize, but this one's particularly pertinent because the others don't go around boasting about their high ethical standards. And all right, the IDF is not as bad as some. And the other thing is, I'm a citizen of a country where the government actively supports what Israel's doing, despite weasel words about it. The United Kingdom sells arms to Israel throughout this war. And then you look at other Western countries, the United States in particular, has sold, is it $11 billion worth of weaponry to Israel since the 7th of October, knowing what it's going to be used for, despite knowing it's used for war crimes and crimes against humanity. And there was that government minister who said it would be justified to starve the people of Gaza to death, would be justified to starve 2.5 million people to death. Now, he said that Israel shouldn't do it, but only because the diplomatic blowback would be too much. And that person hasn't been sacked. Someone with that genocidal desire is still there in the cabinet. Wow, tells you a lot. Now, it ought to go without saying that no one should be mistreated on the grounds of ethnicity, color, nationality, religion, stuff like that. But unfortunately, it doesn't go without saying because there's all sorts of animosity, a lot of racial and religious hatred in the world, but particularly in the Middle East. But I'm tired of quoting W.H. Auden, "Those to whom evil is done do evil in return." So many people have been displaced, and how are these Gazans just about surviving? Unfortunately, I found out that tens of thousands of people from Gaza actually have been allowed out. I think the only solution is to allow everybody out. Obviously, they should be allowed to live in their home, but it's just unlivable. They can scarcely survive there. And other Arab and Muslim countries should step up to the plate. I think Western countries should agree to take some refugees. Think of Republic of Ireland, how many can we take? 25,000, 1% of the population of Gaza, but it would be quite unpopular. You might say the United Kingdom had some role in causing this problem, so should take tens of thousands anyway. Germany saying, well, because the Holocaust will help Israel out, and then they won't have to worry about Hamas on that side. It also helped the Palestinians out rather than being massacred there. But unfortunately, nobody's doing that. The silence is almost deafening. There are some politicians in European countries in particular who've raised their voices for Palestinian human rights. And in many countries, you're furiously denounced as an anti-Semite, which is preposterous because, you know, Palestinians are Semites too. So and no one should be mistreated. And I realize the Jews have been treated worse than almost anybody else down the centuries. But that's not excusatory of crimes against the Palestinian people. And I know civilians always get killed in wartime, and civilian deaths cannot entirely be avoided. Obviously, one has to strive to minimize them. And the IDF is most certainly not doing that, always putting the blame on Hamas and Islamic Jihad. And there may be some truth to what they say to the use of human shields. Nevertheless, it behoves the IDF to still minimize civilian deaths. So some of this is just sheer sadism, doing far more than they need to. And surely they've killed Hamas a few times over. Hamas is scarcely fighting back. How on earth will they get any more ammunition in since the 7th of October? Israel's got such an enormous technological advantage, as well as intelligence advantage, with drones, with listening devices, with all sorts of means of electronic warfare and surveillance. So it's just going on and on and on. And it's just this megalomaniac, Netanyahu, to keep himself in office. He's maintained this war, which is bitterly unpopular. Someone who's detested by swathes of his own population. One of the most evil rulers in the world at the moment. So other countries, Western countries in particular, will rightly denounce atrocities by the Putin regime, but they will at best be silent about them when the IDF carries that out against Palestinian civilians. So it really is nauseating, and it is heartening to see there were at least a few demonstrations in countries like the Republic of Ireland, like the UK. Some of these undergraduates camping out on university lawns. Did that do anything? Maybe it did a little bit. Maybe it's mitigated the slaughter a little bit. When on earth is it going to come to end? It reminds me just how fortunate I am to live in peace. I could be there. So, these attacks going on all the time. So the great majority of Gazan civilians, you know, displaced, internally displaced people outside in the boiling heat without any air conditioning, rarely get running water and electricity, and very little food, so much malnutrition. Well, so the United States is really the only one that has much influence over Israel and could cut off arms. And the Biden administration, to be fair to them, they did briefly stop some arms sales. And this did worry some in the Israeli government to say, no, the United States is our vital ally. The cruciality of the relationship with the USA can scarcely be overstated. We mustn't push them too far, which is why Netanyahu is scarcely concealing his desire for the Trump administration to come back. And he'll probably get his way. But he's obviously got some openly racist people on his side who are viciously anti-Arab. So, yeah, it's all very sad. Now, I'm not saying that most Israelis are bad or even members of the IDF. And I was friends with some of them. Good people do bad things and vice versa. They just follow orders. They follow the crowd and so on. They take the Stephen Decatur attitude, my country, right or wrong. Even if they believe their country is waging an unjust war by unjust means, they go along with it out of narrow-minded nationalism, careerism, because it takes a normal moral courage to raise one's voice like that. And there's some Israeli moral titans who said, no, we have to show some moral decency towards the Palestinians and so on. And some of them have been arrested, they've been beaten up, they've been shouted down, they've been labeled the most insulting things, like their capos in an extermination camp or something like that. They've been told that they're not really Jewish or Israeli, they've received death threats. And so no praise is too high for such people. Wow. Anyway, it's very dispiriting. What can be done? Well, put whatever pressure you can on politicians to say ceasefire now. It should have come a very, very long time ago. I mean, Hamas is virtually eliminated. It's not a threat to Israel anymore. Okay, it killed all those people on the 7th of October. Yes, that was terrible. But nobody ever thought that Hamas could defeat Israel. Right. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon donate on PayPal. Goodbye.